Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Long Branch Dental in Greenville, Texas, the Minna Bucket at Lake Fork, and Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market.
Well, folks, I just returned from a fun hog hunt with one of my very best friends, Jeff Rice, on his ranch, the Buck and Bass Ranch. We filmed this thing. Jeff and I do a weekly video, for lack of a better term, I'll call it a blog. But you can watch all these. You can go to catfishradio.org, and there's links there where you can watch it. But had a fun hog hunt, and we have Jeff with us. I thought we'd just visit a little bit in this segment and talk with Jeff about the Buck and Bass Ranch and hog hunts and all other assorted fun topics. Jeff, thank you for being here, buddy.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Top notch. Even better. Beautiful. With that fresh pork in the freezer, you know?
Oh, there you go.
yeah. I tell you, this video, I knew what I was doing when I did it, when I shot this hog, folks. Watch the video, because I guarantee you, I know what you're going to be thinking when you watch it. Why didn't Luke shoot that big boar? That's what they're going to wonder that, Jeff. But Jeff, tell them about how we set up. It was really a great way to film, but it was one of the most fun hog hunts I've had in a long time.
Well, the one thing, Luke, about hog hunts, it's a little bit different than deer hunting. You can get away with being out in the open versus being truly in a blind. And we sat there at camp and we talked about how are we going to hunt tonight. And I made the recommendation. I said, let's grab these two chairs. Let's go strategically position ourselves right next to the creek, which will be about 25 yards from a feeder. The wind will be perfect, for the setup. And let's just sit there. And the key here is limit your movement. Absolutely have to limit your movement. And the most interesting thing is when you watch the video and you watch you in that video, you will see you are moving so stealth. It's almost slow motion watching you move, but that's how you do it. That is how you can become successful in harvesting hogs, not being in a blind. You have to be downwind, scent free, limit your movement, and boy, I tell you what, there isn't a better way, my friend, to hunt hogs than doing it that way.
You're right, Jeff. It is so exciting. Scent free is a key word here, and we use, folks, it's called Scent Guardian. Mm-hmm. It's made by Texas Raised Hunting Products. This stuff absolutely removes all scent. And I've joked about this, but my wife's cat, it's really not funny, but sprayed my camera case with all that foam padding. Scent Guard, I sprayed it and I went back and sniffed it, totally removed cat urine. Okay? Now, I don't need to say much more. Those hogs never smelled us. We did play the wind right. It was right. But, Jeff, I've been downwind using the Scent Guardian from hogs, and they don't smell you, you know?
Yeah, and it just worked out perfect.
Yep.
We still sprayed down sometimes you'll get swirling winds. As a matter of fact, when we were sitting there next to that creek, I felt some wind behind my back, so I know it was blowing.
Yeah,
you know,
me
swirling
too.
A bit. So, and another thing we got to touch on is the seduction, the little can of scent.
Yes. Yep.
The gland scent that's also manufactured
Inflamed
by
Texas Sow Seduction. Right. Yep.
Exactly. That's manufactured by Texas Raised Hunting Products as well. And we put a little can of that out just to kind of put some scent in the area. And it was amazing. We had a hog run right up to it. Kind of whiff, you know, get a whiff of it.
Yeah.
Kind of looking around.
Right.
Amazing.
What's that? Yeah. And the actual shot on it, which I really have only looked at it on the camera, folks. And of course, you know, hog hunters, we harvest a lot of hogs, but you will wonder why in the world did Luke pass that big boar up? But here's why. I'm heading up to New Mexico on a muzzleloader hunt for mule deer real soon. And my buddy David Williams and his wife Regina up there, they love pork. So I took the two hams, Jeff, and I have them curing, you know, and I'm going to smoke them, cold smoke them or slow smoke them for a few hours, and take those hams up there. And then I made the best pot of chili out of those front shoulders. So the reason I passed up that big boar is because I wanted some tender pork, you know. And somebody that wants a trophy boar, well, he's still running around. If somebody wants, you know, one of you.
You couldn't have shot a better eater, for sure.
Nope.
That's the perfect size hog to eat. It's really kind of funny when you say this, because sitting there filming you when this all was occurring and that big boar came in, I zoomed in on that big boar thinking, I bet he'll shoot that. And then when you went to full draw, I immediately thought, maybe he's not. So I started to back out, and luckily I did, because I think I just caught the shot of the one you did shoot. So, it's you picked out a perfect one for eating.
That chili, of course, you can make chili out of just about anything, but it was a perfect hog. And we did some scouting, you know, whitetail season right now, bow season, the end of this month, is on. So, you know, we saw a lot of rubs, and you saw some good bucks up. Now, this Buck and Bass Ranch, folks, is located on the upper end of Lake Fork, and right near the Feeder Creek, and it's lots of good game up there. It's not a commercial ranch. Jeff and his friends and family just enjoy hunting it, right, Jeff? I mean, that's just like a test lab for an old guy like me, you know?
Well, it's a good place for you and I just to go out and get some video. I mean, there's no pressure out there, so the deer hunting and the hog hunting is exceptional. And, you know, we don't have a ton of people out there running through the woods and, you know, stuff like that. So when you keep it kind of quiet, it's a great place to get film. And we just did that with this hog hunt. And we'll have a lot more fun stuff to come, for sure.
Well, Jeff, I tell you what, it's time for us to, I know you've got a busy day and probably going to be maybe filling some feeders down there at the Buck and Bass or whatever. And I've got some more prep to do. I've got to get that old muzzle loader out. And, I haven't shot it. I haven't hunted with a muzzleloader in 3 years, but I sighted it in about 2 inches high at 100 yards, and I'm using some of this, it's called Fire Start pellets by Hodgson Powder. Mm-hmm. Chris Hodgson sent me some of the those pellets, and two pellets equals 100 grains of equivalent powder there. So we're going to get that thing out. I want to make sure where it's shooting out to about 150 yards.
You want to be ready.
I will be. Jeff, thank you a lot for being with us, folks. And I guess I always like to remind people, the radio website, catfishradio.org. Jeff is the one that puts all that on there. He does a great job of managing that website. But folks can listen right there, Jeff, to any of the four segments or each week, or they could download it to their device, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And as a reminder, you can go out there and also find our videos that we do weekly. They're linked there as well. And you definitely want to catch the one we just did with this archery hog hunt with Luke and I. And that was a really good video. I think everybody's going to really enjoy that one.
You bet, Jeff. Well, take care, and we will see you soon up there at your ranch. Okay.
Have a good one.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan Carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350-grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. I want to thank all of our guests and all of you for listening. I want to remind you that you can go anytime to catfishradio.org And there you can listen to the archive of this past week's show. You can check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. And if you want to contact me, you can do it right there through the website. You can email me through catfishradio.org. There's a huge catfish tournament coming up at Possum Kingdom Lake, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, October the 18th and 19th. So mark your calendar for that. There will be a $30,000 guaranteed first place prize. So this is going to draw a bunch of cat fishermen from all over. Folks, be safe in the outdoors this week and tune in this time. Next week, we'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.